Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tracy Brockman, and she is the nurse manager for Integrated Health Program. Good morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning, Lavon.
Tracy, the first thing people need to know when we say Integrated Health Program, they're kind of shaking their heads and saying, I haven't heard of this before. What's the goal of the Integrated Health Program?
Well, the Integrated Health Program is brand new in our area. It actually is specific to Iowa, the Integrated Health Program, but it is part of the Affordable Care Act. So it is nationwide. Iowa has just chosen to do it a little bit differently. There was a pilot program a couple of years ago where they took a small area in northeast Iowa, and they decided to look at how can we reduce some healthcare costs? How can we avoid unnecessary trips to the emergency room and unnecessary trips to the doctor's office? And so after they did this pilot program, they learned that by integrating or coordinating care in one place rather than in a multitude of places, that they were having much better luck at doing some of these things.
I think it's difficult for any of us to, when we have a symptom, a problem, a challenge, to know where to go. And once we're there, if it stops there, we don't know what the other resources are. So you have to be knowledgeable about a great many health resources.
Definitely. We definitely do. And we have a great team here who have really learned what the resources are in our community and, you know, bordering around our communities. We actually serve an area of four counties, including Cass County, Audubon, Shelby, and Guthrie counties. And so there are a multitude of services that are out there for people. And what our goal is to try and make people who are eligible for our program aware of these services.
Yeah, it's, again, very difficult. Until you need a service, it's like, oh, we don't listen, we don't watch, we don't whatever. So, and then it becomes a challenge when we do need the service to know where to go. Now, temporarily, you are in another building, but soon you'll be a part and in the same building as the Southwest Iowa Mental Health.
Correct. The Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center just recently moved to what is the home care building at 1500 East 10th Street, and they are doing some more renovations, and then our program will be housed in that building as well. So temporarily, we are located in the former Mental Health Center building. It is important for people to know, though, that to get our services, they don't have to come to us and try and find us. As long as we know somebody wants the service, we can come to them, whether that's in their home or any place that they're most comfortable meeting. So
could be in the library, could be in a church, wherever it's, as you say, convenient and comfortable for them. Who are your clients?
The people that we serve are individuals who are eligible for Medicaid services and have a mental health diagnosis. Now, I want to break that down just a little bit, because we have a pediatric population we serve, and then we have an adult population we serve. So through the age of 19, the individuals that we serve have Medicaid services and have what's titled a severe emotional disturbance. Now, that could be ADHD. It could be oppositional defiant disorder, reactive attachment disorder. There are other diagnoses considered, but those are some of the main ones that we look at. And then over the age of 19 is our adult population. And we're looking at mental health diagnoses of schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression, obsessive compulsive disorder. There are, again, other diagnoses considered, but those are the major diagnoses that we look at. And with the combination of having Medicaid and having a mental health diagnosis, then what we do is we try and centralize care for these people, helping them find both their mental health care and their physical health care. And there really are lots of services in between that we can help with as well, such as getting transportation to medical doctor visits, helping finding housing, some things like that.
Okay. And I think it's really important for people to know, although you have listed related problems for mental health, that beyond that, your services are coordinating many other needs and resources.
Absolutely. Just as an example, recently we helped a family who was losing their housing locate another house, get their utilities set up, and all of that kind of thing. And so, while it doesn't seem that that would necessarily be related to health, really it was a matter of making sure the family's physical health and mental health needs were taken care of by finding them a place to live and making sure that they were in a safe environment.
And it would seem if you have a mental health challenge that maybe you're not eating well, maybe, you know, there's just other kinds of health problems, and I'm assuming you're going to address those also.
Absolutely, yes. Once we get the members signed up for the program, we do health and wellness questionnaires to kind of find out what their needs are, where they're at, you know, with their diet, with their day-to-day routines. How often are they seeing their doctor, even for wellness visits? And another one of our goals is to make sure that people are eating healthy and getting to their wellness visits and doing these routine things like dental exams and eye exams and things like that. And so we kind of help get those coordinated, help to remind people when those visits are coming up and when they might be due. And so, you know, again, that's looking toward better overall health outcomes.
Yes, that, going back to that goal that you said at the beginning to help reduce the costs and so on. So you're probably helping doing some prevention as well as making sure that the correct treatment is happening for whatever the health issue is.
Yes, we are going to be in the future here, we're going to be looking at even doing some classes and some community things where we'll talk about some healthcare prevention topics. We do have several members who are diabetic and maybe aren't quite aware of how best to manage their diabetes. And so we'll be focusing on topics like that, also on healthy eating, especially healthy eating on a budget, and different things like that. So we will be doing some community outreach with this too.
Who can refer people? How do people who need your assistance through the integrated health program find you, come to you? How does that happen?
Actually, we can take referrals from anybody. It may be from a healthcare office, a physical healthcare office where it's the primary care physician. It can be from other mental health centers who are within our four county area. It can be the people themselves. If it's an individual who has Medicaid and has a mental health diagnosis who feels like they may need some help from this program, we ask that they contact us. And they can do that either by contacting the mental health center, and the phone number there is 712-243-2606. Or they can contact me. And again, my name is Tracy Brockman, and I'm the nurse care manager for the program. And my number is 712-249-9757.
Okay, if we looked in the phone book, where would we find you? Because it's hard to remember those phone numbers. How do we find you in the phone book?
Sure. To find us in the phone book, you'll want to look for the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center.
Okay. And do you have a website or anything like that?
We don't currently have a website. That is something that we are working on, so hopefully we will have that out there soon.
Okay. Lots of challenges as you move forward in this relatively new program here. You've worked in this area, but, you know, when you have a new program, lots of, I'm sure, rules and regulations, challenges you need to know to carry this program out.
There are lots of challenges, but it has also been very rewarding. And we just got up and going our program here July 1st, and we have already helped several individuals and families alike. And so it's definitely a program that is valuable and very much needed.
If an organization, I know that there's lots of men's and women's group scattered around these four counties, if they would like to have you come and do a program for them, a presentation for them, would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything we can do to get the word out there that this program exists, to talk about the types of people that this program can help and the things that we can do for these people, we are absolutely willing to come and visit to any groups about that.
Okay. Because it's kind of sad if we know someone you think might need some help, just go, I don't know what to do about that. Maybe it's a neighbor, you know, or we just see somebody who's in need. At least they could visit with you and find out, well, is this going to work out? How can I help?
Absolutely. We encourage anybody to call or get in touch with us. And again, we're happy to come out and give talks on what the program can do.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Tracy Brockman, for visiting with us about the Integrated Health Program. And until next time, here's a thought. Before you judge anyone, make sure you're perfect.